Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, hey, I think we all agree it has been an extremely rough week all across Texas. Since I came to you last, we had just had a little bit of snowfall on the prior Sunday. My son was enjoying that, but boy, things kind of went downhill from there, didn't they? I hope you and your family are warm and safe. I hope you have your utilities back on. A buddy of mine in Austin, Texas, just texted this morning that they just now came back on. His water in particular. Everyone's been struggling with this, I know. And that's what I want to talk about today is handling a storm like this, especially for you as a residential rental owner. We'll talk through some things you can do to prepare, of course. I think preparation is key. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. We know that phrase. We'll talk about that and some actions you may want to take right now if you as a rental owner have been affected, right? And if you are a rental owner, or even just your personal house has been impacted, stay positive. I want you to stay positive. I want you to remember that, you know, for us as owners, this is just another hurdle that we're going to get over. You know, we'll successfully clear this particular hurdle, and things will get back to running smoothly again. And we were impacted slightly. I'll say we were fortunate overall. When I look at our portfolio, we did have a break in one line. And I'll tell you, for our personal house, we were without power for quite a long, long time. And no issues on the waterfront, no issues around gas, just the electricity was out. I wish we had stayed in that RV in Austin and, in fact, headed south. Although, even if we'd gone to Corpus Christi, we have a lot of friends down there. They were impacted as well. It seems the further south you go, the less prepared they were for this type of weather, because it doesn't happen that often. And they're dealing with pipe breaks and water issues and everything else down there as well. In fact, I did a show back in middle of January talking about the bell curve, right, which is a statistical graph that shows where events tend to fall. And if you picture it as a bell, most events do fall in the middle, right? In fact, if you've been watching anything around ERCOT, what is that, Energy Reliability Council of Texas, they weren't real reliable this particular go-around. You know, that guy that's making, what, $800,000 per year? He was talking about his modeling based on the 2011 winter event that we saw here in Texas, plus any number of prior historical inputs, and that model covered 95% of probable winter weather, probable winter events. Well, this one falls outside of that 95%. It falls into that extreme tail, right? That tail end of the bell curve, and we saw the results. The grid couldn't handle it. We just don't deal with that type of cold here in Texas for prolonged periods, as we saw. So, again, no issues here at my home. We left the RV down in Austin. May have some issues there. We prepared it as best we could. And I mentioned we've had just one break so far at a rental house. Fortunately, that one was in a copper line above the garage. The house proper did not get flooded. We'll have some pipe has been repaired. We'll have some sheetrock repair ahead of us. And again, our friends in Corpus have been getting hit, you know, with pipe breaks as well. Flip the coin. Are there some buying opportunities here? You know, think about that. There's some people that won't stay positive. I just encourage you, you know, if you are a rental owner, do stay positive, push through this. But, you know, a couple people may fold as a result of this. Mom and pops that, you know, maybe are at a tipping point after COVID-19 and now this. So, you know, there may be some opportunity if that's what you're, you know, looking for right now. But let's talk about, you know, storm preparedness, what you can do during the storm, and more importantly then, things to do afterwards, right? And again, I think preparing first and foremost is a big part of the puzzle here. And, you know, rehab, renovations, the things you do when you buy that house could have addressed some of these issues, right? The predominance of problems are going to be pipes bursting, like we saw in the attic, in the walls, probably not going to see that under the slab so much if you've got pier and beam houses with the crawl space. Maybe you're going to have pipe issues there. So as you go through your renovation, maybe this is something to pay attention to. I was not aware we had a length of copper piping that was very well insulated above the main section of the house, came out over the garage, and then took a right turn above an addition, very well insulated there, but that one little length, that one single solitary length over the garage was not well insulated, and that's where we suffered the damage. So maybe add that to your list of things to look at as you go through your renovations. Another example, a couple houses I worried a little less about are those older builds that were pier and beam houses where we went in and took out the galvanized water pipes. Those need to go, right? If it's a 50s build, those are rusting from the inside out as it is. And we've replaced those with PEX, which is a more flexible plumbing line. And they handle the freezing better. They can freeze and thaw out. You may have more issues around the fittings between the runs of PEX, if anything else. But fortunately, no issues so far there. And of course, in terms of preparing before the storm, when you just meet that new resident for the first time and you're moving them into your house, right? You need to show them certain things. And a big thing here is that water shutoff valve. If this happens, if you get that pipe break, do you know where to go to turn the water off to your house? A lot of people don't. In fact, as I drove around my own neighborhood here, I saw a lot of lack of preparedness around hose bibs. I obviously didn't go in their houses to see what they had done, but just weren't insulated, weren't covered, right? You're opening yourself up for problems. So you want to make sure that your residents understand how that house operates. Show them, you know, again, the water shutoff valve, how to cut off the water at the water heater. If you have a hotline break, well, you can just turn that off at the hot water heater and let them still have cold water at a minimum, right? And then, of course, where the local shutoffs are for each of those fixtures. We like to fundamentally go in as part of our renovations and replace those quick shutoff valves so they don't have problems. And, of course, address an action plan with them. Let them know, you know, in case of emergency, what do you do? Shut off the curb first, then call me. Do not do that in the reverse order. You're just wasting time. So stick around. We're going to come back from a break and talk a little bit more about things you can do before the storm and then get into what we should have done during and then, of course, what we're looking at right now.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and on today's show, of course, we're talking about the prior week here in Texas with insane weather. You know, I've lived abroad in a number of places, including Moscow, Russia, northern part of Germany, Omaha, Nebraska, all much, much colder than here, but the infrastructure there is something else. I've seen temperatures far colder than this, but that's just not something we get here in Texas, and we prepare, obviously, I mentioned in the first segment that bell curve, we're prepared for events to fall somewhere in the middle. But this one was way, way out in that tail end, and we've seen some consequences as a result of that. Do you prepare for 100% of events? I don't know. Maybe that gets costly. That's a discussion for someone else to have, I suppose. But what I do is I do prepare and have a plan. And this is something you can do before the storm. This is something once you've shored up whatever issues you might be dealing with now that you might go back and think about your action plan. Did you even have one? And work on optimizing that. Give some thought to what things were concerning me as events were playing out this past week. What were the thoughts I was having, and where was I saying to myself, I wish I had done this. I wish I had known this. I personally wish that I had gotten that darn generator that I'd been talking about for weeks now. You know, that would have helped us out quite a bit here. But give that some thought and put that plan together. Who are you going to contact after whatever that event is? In this case, it was an extreme winter event. What about if there's a fire, right, or a tornado or a hurricane? Right. Occasionally on the evening news, we'll hear the report on car driving through a house. Right. Now, these, again, I think are those extreme events. They're not common occurrences. And I don't want the residential owners out there to start to get overly amped and scared about this sort of thing, because it is a hurdle that you're going to get over and it's going to smooth out again. So keep that in mind. You know, just push through. Right. And in this case, we knew in advance. We saw the weather coming. Right. Take action early. You know, in this case, I would tell you, communicate. I hope you did communicate to your residents what they need to do. A lot of folks have moved out of apartments, maybe are not as familiar with managing a house, especially with COVID-19. We saw, as we put houses up for lease in 2020, saw a lot of people looking for a house because they had to get out of that apartment, that confined space. So you got a lot of people that maybe are not quite as familiar with winterizing a property. So tell them what to do, quite frankly. And like I said earlier, just looking around my neighborhood, I think I have a number of neighbors that might need some advice as well. I just did not see proper preparation here. And obviously, and this is a big piece, way out of anyone's control, we could not have anticipated the failure of the electrical grid or the ensuing loss of water that we've seen at so many places. And it's hard to keep your pipes warm, right? It's hard to protect those pipes when there is no heat. So that's what really, for us as owners, perhaps, where we've seen those pipe breaks, that's what really pushed us out into that, you know, the tail end of that bell curve. I'm going to give you a quick sidebar here on vendors. Before I do that, if you've got any questions today, the number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. I do have that open in front of me right now. So your vendors and your network, and I would add this to your preparation phase, especially the network. You know, as rental owners, it can be a lonely business if you're out there just doing this on your own. It's good to connect with other people in the best of times and learn best practices and that sort of thing. But it's a lot easier to work through something like this if you have a strong network. You know, it may simply just be having someone to lean on, right, and commiserate with. I've seen any number of emails among my peer group that we've personally sent out. Hey, do you have someone in this area? Hey, have you experienced this? What's going on? Have you that sort of thing. And of course, more broadly, again, in the good times or the bad, you know, share ideas, contractors, and in this case, again, visibility into what's happening. You know, I'm in one part of town. Our rental portfolio is spread all over the place. So it's good to hear what other folks are seeing out there. And Lifestyles Unlimited is a great example of a network that can support you as well. Already in our inboxes, we got post-storm tip for single-family rental owners. We're going to look at a few of those here later as well. Lifestyles is great about taking action and getting the information out to the membership base. We saw that with the coronavirus pandemic as well, this time about a year ago. Maybe it was in March, we started to get those seminars around how to manage through the pandemic as we got more information, as we learned more about the CARES Act, as we learned more about what was going on, we got updated information. Very, very helpful. Okay, so keep that network in mind. You know, don't be a lone wolf. Get out there and make those connections. It makes this business a lot easier, especially in times like these. And another sidebar here for the vendors. I know a lot of cheap landlords out there, you know, and they're going to go out there and they're always going to nickel and dime and get that bottom dollar and push on that contractor and shift over to this guy because he's got a better price. And I'll tell you what, this is where I got to say, it's not always best to shop bottom dollar contractors in those good times. Build those strong relationships there as well with your vendors. In this case, your plumbers, above all, those guys are in very short supply. You know, they may not always be the rock bottom cheapest vendor or contractor, but keep that longer-term relationship in mind for times like these, you know? And when you refer that contractor to one of your buddy, investor buddies looking for that plumber, you know, make sure to tell your buddy, hey, let them know I sent you, right? Those contractors, they appreciate the referrals that you're making. They know you're doing that. Make sure that they know. And bottom line, that strong relationship could very well save you at times like these. Okay. And if you're a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, you are part of the club, so to speak. You've got access to our vendor hub. So get out there and start looking. If you have to address issues now as a result of the winter weather, as a result of the storm, get out there and start finding those guys now. Like I said, plumbers in particular are in very short supply right now. As I drive around my neighborhood, I can't tell you, I've hundreds of plumbing companies, never seen most of them before, but they are definitely out and about. So that's beforehand. Things to think about, things to plan, have a plan, make those connections, build that network, massage those vendors, so to speak, right? Create those longer term relationships. Now we're in the middle of the storm. What can you be doing, right? Stay safe, right? Protect your family above all else. As far as your residents go and that peer network of yours, keep communications open as best you can. You know, maybe even as part of that plan that you put together prior, like in advance, well in advance of any storm or fire or whatever else, perhaps have a, you know, a clear communication plan laid out as part of your disaster or emergency plan. And I will say to that $800,000 earner at ERCOT, they failed miserably here. I had no idea what was going on. We were out, power out for 8 hours, up for 45 minutes. All right, celebrate. No, then it was out again for 9. What can you do? We don't know what's going on, right? So we saw a failure in communication clearly at play there. Don't do that as a rental owner. Communicate. In this case, you know, we personally, we sent an email to residents to make sure they understood as we headed into the thaw where the risk was. And in particular, be prepared for that burst pipe and for leaks. As we warm up, as you get your heat back on and it starts to thaw that pipe, that's precisely what happened at that one rental where we did have the pipe break above the garage. And we gave them some concrete steps to take. I'll hit those concrete steps when we come back, and then we'll start to talk about what to do after the storm. So stay tuned.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60. Then they said 64. Then it was 65. Then it was 66. Then all of a sudden they jumped right to 70. 70 is the new 59. 70 is the new 64. Then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s? Or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I hope you're all warming up, thawing off well out there, hopefully with as few damages as possible. It's amazing the distribution across all of Texas as far as who had power, who didn't. My neighbor down the road had power throughout. Can't figure it out. You know, we went for a very protracted period of time with nothing at all, right? Water, yes. Gas, fortunately, we have a gas fireplace, which we had ablaze for most of the time. But the incidents across the state is perplexing to me. Again, some people had water throughout. We had a residents very close together in the city of Arlington. One made it through just fine. Power, water, the whole time. Not a mile away. Everything was out. So hope you are faring very, very well. If you are a residential owner, I want you to stay positive. If you have been impacted and push through this, you know, push through this. Think about the good times. We enjoy that passive income when it is passive, right? We enjoy that cash flow, and it does give us that lifestyle. So you need to fight on through this if you're starting to, you know, feel a little bit overwhelmed. And we're talking today about things to do before, during, and then, of course, more importantly now, after the storm. And we're talking about the during the storm portion right now. And if you miss any part of the show, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, find the podcast there. You can find us on Facebook, follow us there. And we're also on YouTube. You can subscribe to the channel there. And as part of the during, obviously, we were focused on safety, staying warm as best we could and so on. And then communication. Communication is so key at times like this. People don't know what's going on. They're scratching their heads. And any lifeline you can send them, especially you as a residential owner to your residents, it's going to help them out. It's going to help you out in the long run. And in this case, very concretely, what we did, we said, hey, guys, all right, this is Wednesday. Here's what's going to happen over the next few days. You're going to start to get your heat back on if you lost it. We're going to start to see it thaw out. It was 55 degrees here yesterday where I am in North Texas. It's going to be 70 a couple days later, right? So we're going to start to thaw out. I want you to do the following now. Think back to our walkthrough as part of our move-in process. We let the residents know, and you should do the same, where the water shutoff valve from the city line to the houses. And we leave them with a what I call a curb key, the big T-shaped metal bar that fits over that water valve so you can very easily crank it 180 degrees and turn that thing off. Residents, remind yourself, go find that thing, dig it out of the ice, make sure it's not frozen shut, make sure you know how to open the cover, make sure you know where that curb key is, and be prepared if you have to hurry to get out there and shut that thing off. Right, just a reminder, some of our residents have been with us 7 years or more. It's been a while since we did that walkthrough, you know, so we want to refresh that memory. And of course, make sure your renter's insurance is up to date. Now, again, at the move-in, we walk through, we talk about insurance. My insurance does not cover your belongings. You better make sure you have this in place. In fact, as an owner, you can ask to be named what's called an additional interest on their policy. And when you are an additional interest, you do not want to be an additionally insured, because if they file a claim, that it shows on your record as well. As I understand it, talk with your insurance broker to be sure, but you do want to be an additional interest. And what that will do is anytime there's a change to the policy, maybe they fail to make a payment, it gets canceled, they re-up it, you're going to get a letter in your mailbox as well, and you know that they are properly covered. And this is the time where you really want that. Again, your insurance will not cover their belongings. But if there is a failure and they can't stay in the house, some renter's policies will cover that loss of home for a period of time. In other words, cover their absence from the house in a hotel. So make sure that's up to date. And obviously, we ask them to, hey, just tell us now, today, Wednesday, if you think you have compromised lines. In other words, water is not flowing. Why? Thinking back to those plumbers and their lack of availability right now, we wanted to let them know now where we see potential issues. And we let the residents know as well. We are on top of our contractors. We have started our communication, but be prepared for some delays. Right? And you, as the owner during this time, can start reaching out to those contractors now as well. Again, hear what they're seeing. The first person I reached out to was our primary plumber. How's it looking out there? Are you guys already inundated? Remember, keep those relationships strong and they're going to feed you in return. Talk to the plumber. Talk to the water remediation guys. Are you guys ready to go? Talk to the sheetrock guys in the various parts of town, right? Again, all the gauge availability and be ready, right? Let them know they're going to be hearing from me very soon in all likelihood. And I also want to be top of mind with those guys or gals as well. And then speaking of insurance, review your own insurance coverage, right? This is here, again, we're talking during the event. Now, we've cleared the event now in my mind as far as the weather goes. And of course, a lot of us may be addressing those remediation issues now as we speak. I know I am still working through that. So talk with your insurance broker if you're not sure how to read your insurance plan or policy and see what's covered and what is not. So that takes us through the storm. We talked already in the prior segment about what to do before. We just talked about what to do during. I want to give you the number again. If you've got questions today, it's 855-497-4335, or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. So very interesting times here. Moving on, after the storm. And here, again, be proactive. Be proactive. If you're managing a broader portfolio of rental houses, apartments, whatever it may be, I wouldn't wait for them to contact you. I would start to reach out now to see if everything's okay, right? You know, if nothing else, you gain a little goodwill that way. You're behaving in a more positive light, and it may help you rest a little easier. We issued that question yesterday when we saw that the weather's warming up. We think things have reasonably thawed. Separate individualized emails to each family. And we got a good response. And I'm happy to say most people are fine, right? We've got the one incident down the road and then a couple that have not yet replied. So we'll touch base with them again. But purpose here, again, aside from creating that goodwill, letting them know you're thinking about them, is to help you rest a little easier as well and know where to focus your efforts. For me, that may be those remaining four or five that I have not heard from. And again, after the storm, speaking of insurance, we'll talk a little bit more about this. I'm going to work through a flyer with you that I received from Lifestyles, but you want to ask yourself, do you necessarily always immediately go to file a claim? Not necessarily, right? What is your deductible? You know, if the damages are $500, your deductible is $1,500, clearly, no, you don't file a claim. What are the repairs actually going to cost? Well, that may take getting a scope of work together. That may take speaking with those contractors to get a firm handle on what the cost will be. But you need to ask yourself, does it really make sense to file? It may go quicker if you don't, for one thing. But again, talk with your insurance agent or your broker, insurance broker, to weigh those options. And a lot of what I'm talking about here is going to apply for single family or multifamily. With multifamily, obviously, you just have more people in one place. We're passives in a multifamily investment down in Corpus where there was a pipe break, but one break out of I don't know how many units. That's not too bad, you know. So we'll keep listening. And that is a comforting thing there as well. I will tell you, if you are getting a little bit fed up and this is stressing you out and you're thinking, I just don't know what to do, at the end of my rope, again, stay positive, push through it. But hey, maybe now with the market high in terms of house sales, house prices, maybe now's a good time to get out of those and get into that multifamily, become a passive investor. Because guess what? I spent my time thinking about those houses. I didn't spend any time thinking about what's going on with those passive multifamily deals that we're in. So maybe think of that. How is your personality? How are you working through this? If you're a newer owner and this is your first time to come up against this kind of hurdle, you know, maybe that's telling you it's time to pivot and get into multifamily as a passive instead, right? Just a thought. So we're going to head into our final break. When we come back, I've got those post-storm tips for you, so stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and we are working through the most recent storm here in Texas. And quite the event. A week of chaos, I would say. And I hope you did okay. I know we dealt with power outages for an extended period of time. Didn't really know what was going on. A little lack of communication there, I think, at the state level, but we dealt with it. We got through it. Had a minor incident at one of our rentals. Heard from most of the rest that were okay. Still waiting to hear from a couple of others. We're about to hit 50 degrees right now as I speak here at where I sit in Texas, North Texas. And it's only going to keep going up. So whatever thawing has not yet occurred, I'm sure it's about to happen. So that's when you want to be ready, right? That's when those any frozen pipes, that's the big issue here, right? There could be other things, but I think the word of the day is pipe break. And when those pipes freeze, right, a lot of us still have the copper pipes in place, the The water finds that weakest point, pushes, punctures a hole, and it's frozen, so nothing happens. But then as we thaw out, obviously the water starts to flow again. And that's a good time to ask your residents, do you have a lack of water flow, light or maybe none at all, in any particular place? And kind of what I did with the pandemic, as the pandemic started to unroll, I just did a mental walkthrough of all my properties. Who does what occupationally? Oh, I got a teacher in there, got a sheriff in there, et cetera, you know, and so on. All generally essential, or I don't anticipate problems. Same thing here. Okay, that house has a kitchen on the outside wall. That one's at risk. That house, you know, is pier and beam, and we still have, you know, copper piping underneath. That one may be at risk, and so on. You know, give that some thought so you can maybe line up an action plan, you know, as you're working through this. And we've gotten through the storm, and we're now seeing what the fallout is. And looking at a great document here that the Lifestyles Unlimited team put together for handling post-storm activity. I'm going to hit some of these. I won't hit all of these. Some of these we talked about a little bit already. Number one thing here is communicate with your residents. And I think I stated that up front as part of your plan before the storm. Communicate. During the storm, communicate. Now post-storm, communicate. That is key. I'm probably somebody that over-communicates, but I'd rather have more information out there so that people understand what they need to do and understand that I'm thinking about them. But at this point, we're after the storm, and we need to let them know what the next steps are. If damage is extensive, it may take weeks. It may take a very long time to repair. Make sure they understand that timeline so that they have reasonable expectations of you and aren't driving you crazy, right, with what's going on, when's this happening. Let them know up front what to expect. And again, we talked about renter's insurance and encourage them to reach out to their renter's insurance company to file a claim, right? If they have damages to their belongings, that's not covered by your landlord policy, right? Your fire and dwelling policy, that's not covered on their behalf. So they'll need to reach out to see what's going on there. And again, to find out if that policy includes an you know, alternate housing while we're working through the cleanup here. And you do need to understand it is not your responsibility to provide housing, to house them in a hotel or extended stay or anything of that nature during your remediation. You know, if it is extensive and it's going to take weeks or months or I don't know, however long you're looking at, offer to let them out of the lease, right, without any penalty. That's the way to go. Freeze them up to move on, freeze you up to deal with the property, especially if it's not habitable. And you can do a search online, do a Google search. What are, you know, we're talking about Texas here. What are an owner or landlord's responsibilities as regards habitability? There are certain expectations that are put into the Texas property code as to how quickly something needs to happen. Typically 7 days is considered quick in or an agreeable amount of time in normal situations. But then when you have insurance get involved and that can cause delays and things slow down, there are different, I guess, applications of that notion. So do a search for that. Texas residential, I guess I would say habitability, and see what you come up with. There's a lot of stuff out there. But again, going back to that first statement, communication is key. What's the timeline look like? What are we doing? Who have we spoke with so they understand, your residents understand and see that you're taking action. Now, number two, you want to get out there and assess damage to your property. Or if you're hands off, right? We self-manage, my wife and I. So we got by that house down the road here. Fortunately, it was down the road, and so I could get there on otherwise icy roads. But get out there and look at that property, or have somebody that is representing you on your behalf do that and get a lot of pictures. Again, here, just like I said, I may over-communicate sometimes. I'm going to get more pictures than maybe I think is otherwise necessary. Take a little bit extra time, get a lot of video, because you want that proper documentation. And I hope that you have done this in the past. Before we start our renovations, when we take down that house, we get a lot of pictures for tax protest. When we're done with the repairs, we get a lot of pictures for marketing. Right before we move those residents in, we get a lot of pictures to document the condition. When they move out, we get a lot. So you should have a pretty good document suite of what the property looked like prior to this incident. Well, now get out there and get the post-incident pictures so that you can work then with your insurance company if you do wind up filing a claim. And again, that's a good conversation to have. Is it even worth it? Damages look like they're here. Deductibles may be marginally higher or lower. Maybe it's not worth having that claim on your name. Is it a weather event? Are they viewing it specifically isolated to that single pipe break? Is that pipe break itself covered, or all the downstream damages from the water, questions that you want to ask. And then again, you've assessed the damage. What is your scope of work? Just like you went in there and rehabbed that house, you're going to put together a scope of work. It's going to be much more scaled down, I would say, hopefully. Now, we did have friends that had a pipe break under a vacant pier and beam house, and they had a massive repair because the thing was flowing water for a very long time. They're well practiced. They've been through this, got the repairs done, got it re-rented, moved on. So their scope of work was pretty high, but if you're dealing like I am with a pipe break over a garage, it's a little less. You may be somewhere in between. But figure out that scope of work and get those contractors lined up. And again, ask about availability. How quickly can this happen? Some plumbers, here we are, 21st of February. Some plumbers are setting appointments already for March. So you may be out of ways. Okay, so get an understanding around that and start to get all of those contractors lined up. If you have the time, get multiple bids. Right? We talk about this all the time. Get three bids so that you're getting the ideal package, the ideal pricing. Again, it's not always that lowest guy. Right? It's not always that lowest contractor, but get multiple bids, get a contract, and move forward as quickly as you can. And because the issues that we're seeing are predominantly centered around the leaking pipes, identify all of those before you start those sheetrock repairs. You don't want to close up the wall and then discover, oops, 5 feet down the line, we had a small break as well. So try to identify all of those pipe breaks prior to doing any final cosmetic repairs. And if it is a big claim, right, like we said, you want to give that some thought. Do I file a claim? Do I not? Consider whether it's might be helpful for you to hire a public adjuster. In close contact with one that I've met a number of times at networking events, if we ever have to go that route, I'll reach out to him. He will represent me. Much like the insurance company has an adjuster that they send out to say, well, this is clearly part of the claim and it's going to cost this much. This is part of the claim. It's going to cost this much. They're going to put together the amount of dollars, the money that you're going to get out of that claim. That public adjuster may be able to get more out of the claim for you. So think about whether it's worth hiring somebody like that. You will pay them, of course, out of that claim, typically around 10% of the claim settlement. But give that some thought again, insurance, engage or not. And as you work through getting your scope of work together and getting those representatives of the various trades together, make sure they're licensed. This is not the time to be cutting corners. Go with a licensed plumber. You want it done right so you don't have issues 3 months down the line. If you're not sure who to go to, again, this is where you want to have that network built like we have at Lifestyles Unlimited, like I have as a result of being a member there. Then talk with your insurance company because they typically will have those vendors available to refer to you as well. But you want to find those professionals and get moving now. Okay, again, I can't stress that. Not just the trades will be potentially in short supply, but materials could be a bottleneck. We've seen that in the plumbing, on the plumbing end of things already, where piping, fittings, shark bites, whatever you want to, whatever you're looking for, it's hard. It was harder to find. It may be getting back online now. We'll see. Milk. I couldn't find milk for a couple of days for my son, but obviously we've got a bit of a bottleneck. We'll get over that as well, but get moving now. And the last point of interest I would say is keep in mind, this is an expense that you can write off against your profits. So keep good records, right? Don't forget that this time next year, we're going to be filing our taxes. You can file these costs, right? So be sure to keep very good records. Keep those receipts if you're out there doing it yourself so that you can file a proper expense against your cash flow this coming year. So I hope that helps you. I know it's been a rough week. Keep your head up. I want you to stay positive, get over this hurdle, and keep on trucking. Single family, we're still in it. We're in it. We're going to be in it for a long time. Shift into multifamily. Maybe that's the way to go. Breathe a little easier. If you have questions about that, we can help you with that. I want you to check out freeworkshoplivestream.com to learn more about Lifestyles Unlimited. Start to work on that plan. Work on that network so the next time this comes around, you're good to go. And remember, it's not the money. It's a lifestyle. You stay safe, stay warm, and have a good day.
The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.